Episode 503, Confessions of an Upset Mama. What are you feeding your child?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day, sweet women of impact. Are you bursting at the seams or ready for an amazing weekend? Oh, yes. Can you believe it? Here in the U.S., we are working towards Memorial Day. We are looking forward to it. And maybe in some of the other countries, you've already celebrated. And if you are brand new, welcome to this incredible family. If you haven't already stopped by, head on over to createyournow.com. There you can learn more about what we offer here, what I'm all about, how you can get more involved, how you can connect on our Facebook group. Yes, remember, our Women of Impact group is there. It's a private closed group. All you have to do is request to join, and I will approve your membership. It is for women only, though. Sorry, men. Maybe one of these days we'll have something for you, but right now we are focused on our women. Yes, we need help sometimes, don't we, ladies? Well, today I'm excited and thrilled to chat with you. It's girl time, and it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. What are you feeding your child? Now, you've got to stay tuned. Whether you have a child or not, you got to listen in because this is going to apply to you. And I don't think we have given much thought and specific thought really being diligent as to what are we feeding our child. So we're going to jump into that right now. When you wake up, getting ready for the day, what are you feeding your child? What do they have for breakfast today? What did you eat for breakfast today? Was it eggs and toast? Was it some cereal? Was it a granola? Was it a smoothie, kind of a shake? You threw some, maybe some protein in there, and you added in about four or five different fruits, you know, including like a banana, maybe an apple, maybe you threw in some kale and a cucumber. What did you eat for breakfast today? On my journey of figuring out my life and how my body works and going through my tornado, my entire life, my body has been kind of wacky. I mean, it has been. I blame my mother, and she knows this. This is a conversation we've had over and over again. I can remember when I was younger, we would go out to eat. And okay, so I'm talking not to knock anything here, but we would go out and grab some chicken at a very famous chicken place, which will remain unnamed. But you all are familiar with that chicken place, and he's quite the old dude now. And I would eat that, and within 20 to 30 minutes, I was sick. Totally sick, not feeling well, hovering over the ceramic bowl and holding it quite closely to me, and I couldn't understand. And I would get this way every so often. Now, I wasn't a sick, quote-unquote, child where I would, you know, have like the flu. I wasn't sick all the time, but food, what I ate, I had a reaction to. And back then, we didn't do testing for allergies. We didn't do testing for, you know, celiac disease. We didn't do any of that. We, in fact, most people didn't even think much that that existed. Now, when I was a baby, my mom would tell me these stories. I don't remember them. But she would say, oh my gosh, honey, I would rock you. I would walk you forever. You would scream and scream at me. My mom could not breastfeed me, so I was a formula-fed baby. And she said they went through all different types of formula, and nothing ever satisfied me. And back then, they would call it a colicky baby. And nothing seemed to bring relief to me. Well, I can say over time, it actually got worse. And not only did I have problems with eating and how food kind of interacted with my body, because when we take in food, it has a chemical reaction in our body. Our body doesn't say, oh, this is the most amazing hamburger, and treats it differently. It doesn't look at a cupcake that says, oh, it's been baked from scratch, and it treats it differently than a store-bought cupcake or an apple. Oh, no. It's a chemical reaction. And I know that seems kind of strange to break it down like that. But when we're talking about our children, what are you feeding your child? We have to understand that by the time after it leaves our eyes and our nose, and it's in that hole called our mouth, and it begins from that point when we begin our first chew and we close our lips together, we are having a chemical reaction. But we don't always understand what that chemical reaction is. And a lot of us are trusting our governments. For here in the U.S., we trust our USDA and our FDA and our recommendations and all for what we should eat, what is considered healthy. Have you noticed in the news lately? Maybe not real lately. Maybe it was about a year ago. It comes and goes. But the word healthy could not be put on certain things if it had, quote unquote, too much fat in it. Yet it could have all the amounts of sugar in it. Well, throughout my journey, I began to realize that my body was very, very sensitive to foods. And I would jokingly say, I can look at a piece of cake and gain 5 pounds. And I'm not kidding you, I can look at a piece of cake and gain 5 pounds. Now, am I really gaining that weight? No, I'm not really gaining that weight. But what's happening in our world today? We are gaining in obesity. We are literally gaining weight. Americans especially, luckily if you're in another country, maybe good for you. But here in America, not so much. And our children are especially being affected by it. I go back to the original question. When you woke up today, what did you feed your child? What are you feeding your child? Let's break it down for a minute, because I think you'll be surprised. Maybe you decided to have a bowl of cereal. Well, I don't know about you, but cereal, you know, come on, Trix. What can be better than Trix? In Trix, the amount of fat in there is 1.5 grams. The protein is 1 gram. And the amount of carbohydrates is 27 grams. Now, what do we mean by carbohydrates? We mean sugars, starches, okay? The body looks at sugar and processes it a couple different ways. Now, I'm not going to go into that in detail now. We're not going to do the whole science explanation, even though I would love to share that with you, and maybe we will go into depth. But I want you to understand that in one cup, which is one serving of Trix cereal, that includes usually a half a cup of skim milk, is 27 grams of sugar. What about Goldfish? Do you like Goldfish? Oh, yummy Goldfish, right? Guess how many grams of carbohydrates are in there? Yeah, we're talking sugar here, right? 20 grams in 55 pieces. Have you ever counted 55 pieces of little Goldfish? I don't think so. You just take the bag with you, or you pour it into a bowl and you enjoy yourself. You're probably getting 2 servings, or your child's getting 2 servings. 40 grams. What are you feeding your child? Maybe you think, oh, my child's great. I send him off with a good glass of orange juice and a granola bar. Okay, let's look at that. A glass of orange juice, 8 fluid ounces, which probably a child doesn't drink that much, but we're going to go on that serving size. 0 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein, and 27 carbs. 27 grams of carbohydrates. See, even my tongue gets tied because I look at that and what do I see? Nothing but sugar going down. And then you said a granola bar too? Well, let's look at that granola bar. A Quaker granola bar, one bar, has 3.5 grams of fat. That's good. Only 1 gram of protein. Not so much. And the amount of carbs is 17 grams of carbs. So if they had orange juice, okay, a glass of orange juice and a granola bar, you're looking at 54 grams of sugar. And they haven't even thought about a snack or a lunch yet or even made it to dinner. Wow. What are you feeding your child? You see, we think all of this stuff looks good because it says healthy, no artificial preservatives, no added flavoring or coloring. But is it what they really say it is? We're trusting our children to labels. So I ask you again, what are you feeding your child? What are you feeding yourself? You say, oh, well, I made a smoothie this morning. Oh, it was the best. I put in all these amazing fruits and I threw in some spinach and maybe a dash of kale. And, you know, I had some vegetables in there too. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. Let me just give you a little synopsis there. Let's say you added a banana into that smoothie. Do you know how much sugar a banana has? And sugar, we mean by carbohydrates, okay? Approximately 27 grams, give or take the size of the banana. 27 grams. That's 5 teaspoons of sugar. What about an apple? Oh, I just threw in an apple. No big deal. I had an apple with some cucumbers and some spinach. It was a great drink. 25 grams of carbohydrates, 25 grams of sugar. That's approximately 5 to 6 teaspoons. Did you know that the human body has less than 1 teaspoon of sugar in it when all is balanced? You heard me. You can pick your jaw up off the ground. Less than 1 teaspoon of sugar. And an apple has 5 to 6 teaspoons. Yikes. About 25 grams of carbohydrates. Really? What are you feeding your child? What are you eating? We are taking our life and we are allowing it to be dictated and controlled by labels. And we're trusting that when we go out and we buy a certain thing that says a certain, it's healthy or it has a certain amount of protein. Think about those lean cuisines that you buy. Or the Stouffer's healthy things. I mean, I'm not just going to pick on one here. It's all of them. Yeah, it may only have 350 or 380 calories, but did you look at the sugar that's in there? You'll be amazed. Now, I mentioned this to you because what are you feeding your child? Sugar plays a humongous role in our life. We eat processed food. Processed food has sugar in it. Look at your canned goods. Do you think a green bean naturally has sugars in it? It may have some carbs, yes. But if it's put into a can, the sugars you know are going to go up. They have to be preserved. What are you feeding your child? What are you putting in their mouth? You are the first line of defense for your child. And you, your family. As I said, I was going on my journey and I was looking through and how my life was and why I had to have gallbladder surgery and how my physician said my gallbladder, he's seen nothing like it. He could not believe it. It was an atrocious mess. And he'd never seen anything like it. That made me feel real good, didn't it? Then I had an emergency ERCP. That means I had a stone lodged and they had to go down my mouth and take it out. It was huge. Huge, I tell you. That was scary. All this happened, the surgery and then my emergency ERCP, this all happened within 28 days. The pain was outrageous. You see, I'd grown up with processed food. I'd grown up with my mom during my pregnancy. She said every day after she was done teaching at school, she would run by McDonald's and grab herself her hamburger and french fries and a Coke. That was her treat. My dad was gone. He was at war. It was only the two of them. So she'd grab, and that was her grabbing dinner because she'd work late. She'd grab that and she'd be done. As I continued to grow older and going through my teenage years and all of this, processed food. Yeah, I ate real food too. But I mean, spaghetti? I grew up on spaghetti. How many of you out there grew up on casseroles? Oh, my mom was the best at making casseroles of any type. And breads. Oh my gosh. And baked goods. And a celebration, we always had food available. What do we do today? We celebrate every day. I was in the big box store, Sam's, and I was shopping. This cute, adorable little girl was with her mom, and her mom had her little sister on her hip. And all of a sudden, this little girl, she probably was no more than about 2.5, 3 years old. She was kind of playing with her sunglasses, and we struck up a conversation. Imagine that, me talking to a little girl. But yes, I talked to everybody. So she asked me a question. She looked in my cart and she goes, "Whose birthday is it?" And I said, "What do you mean, whose birthday is it?" She goes, "The cake. Whose birthday is it?" You see, she was raised, you have a cake when there's a birthday. Well, there wasn't a birthday. I was just getting a cake. You see, now we have all this stuff readily available to us. And we could just go to the store and buy it instead of making things from scratch. Back in the olden days, we didn't have all this stuff readily available to us. We have increased our amount of sugar over time. Did you know in 2008, this is just one of the statistics I found, that we eat over 60 pounds of sugar in a year per person. Holy Toledo. 8 years later, do you think it's gone up? Oh, by golly, you know it's gone up. And it keeps going up every single year. The USDA recommends approximately 130 grams of carbs for a male, female, a child, kind of across the board. That's what it said. 130 grams. Do you know most of us are eating double that? Over 300 grams of carbohydrates a day? Think about it. I know we're busy. Do you really want to be putting your child's life in someone else's label? Do you want to be putting your own life in someone else's label? You need to know what you are taking in and what you're putting in your body. You see, I'm a person who cannot have that much sugar. In fact, for me to have my body working right, for me not to gain weight, remember I said I looked at a piece of cake and I gained 5 pounds? I kid you not. I eat a piece of cake, I put 5 pounds on the scale. Because the way my body chemically processes it, and it says, oh, foreign object, not good. Whoop, whoop. It sounds the alarms. And it says, it's time to suck in all the water. So you're going to gain 5 pounds. It's not literally 5 pounds of fat. But the problem is, if my insulin isn't there to fight off the extra amount of sugar that I'm taking in that my body does not need, where does it go? It goes to fat. What are we doing to our kids? We're doing the same thing to them. What are you feeding your child? On top of that, sugar is an addiction. It is a drug. And I noticed that about myself when I began to change my own eating habits. When I began to take out the amount of carbs I was eating. And I'm telling you, my day was filled with carbs. That should have been my middle name. Christiane Carbohydrate Wargo. That should have been my middle name. Because I made sure I had it between my ice cream. Oh, and I was a cereal lover. Oh my gosh. And it was not the cereal serving size on the box. Oh no, it was like 2 cups worth of cereal. Oh yeah, because I could put it away. And then I would have my milk. Well, if you look at your milk, how much sugar is in your milk? Are you looking at the sugar content or are you paying more attention to the fat content? Your body needs fat too. Your mind, your brain needs fat too. And I told you we could talk for hours upon hours on this, and we're not going to because you don't have all day to spend with me. But if this is something that's kind of like, yeah, I want to know more, I want you to reach out to me. You can find me. Come on over to our Facebook group. I want to hear from you. This may stir up some conversation, and I wanted to stir up some conversation because we need to understand what we're putting into our bodies. You could actually be feeding your child a drug every single day and almost guarantee it. If you're living the standard American diet, you are feeding your child a drug and it's called sugar. And you were worried about the street drugs. You need to start with the home drugs first, sugar. And it starts when they're little. I was very blessed, praise the Lord, that I was able to nurse my babies. And they did not have an ounce or a drop even of formula. Oh, no. I made sure of that. That was something that they went directly from me to whole milk. There was no in between. I wanted them to have all the best and the fat. I was able to do that. Not all women are. And if you're not able to, don't beat yourself up over it. But now you have to learn and understand what's in the formula that you're feeding your child. What's in the juices? Think about apple juice. You think apple juice is great, right? We talked about orange juice. Apple juice has, hold on, let me find it here in my notes, 28 grams of carbs. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. In a slice of bread, white plain bread, one slice, 14 grams. And you thought Cheerios was a good thing, right? No, we all have Cheerios. Yes, I gave Cheerios to my children. They loved them plain. When I would have my home day school, I gave them Cheerios. We would have little snacks of Cheerios, and we would also have some fruit too and all of this. But think about it. Cheerios, 20 grams of carbs. That's craziness. What are you feeding your child? If you're like, okay, Christiane, I'm beginning to hear you. I get this. I need to be concerned about the amount of sugar consumption my child is taking in. Yeah, you do. On my side of the family, on actually both sides of our family, there's obesity. It's a risk factor. It's in there. And so food for me has been something I've been very conscious about. And me being at one point over 210 pounds, and that's not being pregnant, okay? I was over that weight pregnant. So not being pregnant over 210 pounds, that's just mind-boggling to me. And I'm not a tall woman. I'm very concentrated and mighty, but I'm not tall. I might be able to say that I've never been drunk. And I've never smoked in my entire life. I've never done drugs. But I have to tell you that I was addicted to sugar. And sugar is a drug. It changes you. It changes your mood. It changes your behavior. It changes how you respond to people. It changes your tone of voice. It changes your brain waves. It changes how your children or you could go to sleep or not go to sleep. Can you get into that deep REM that you so need to thrive in life? What are you feeding your child? If you're there and you're saying, I want to be more aware of this, what do I do? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be your child's first line of defense. You're their first line of defense. You're your first line of defense. You have to be ready at all times. So number one, read the labels. Read the labels. Know what's there. Number two, look at the sugar amount. We're talking about the carbohydrates. That's what it is. That includes your starches too. The carbohydrates. Look at that sugar amount and say, ooh, if I don't really care what dressing, I want a ranch dressing, for example, but I don't really care what it is, maybe look for the one that's lower in sugar. Let the fat content be higher, but go lower in sugar. Number three, control portion sizes. Oh yeah, those chips may be fine and dandy and so tasty and that dip is great. But when you're eating out of the bag, man, that bag can disappear real fast. And you just ate 5 servings worth. How much carbs did you just inhale? How is your body going in defense right now? Do you really want your body, your army, having to work that hard? Begin to really control your portion sizes. Number four, offer healthier alternatives. Celery sticks, carrot sticks, apple slices with amazing homemade peanut butter. Or peanut butter that is high in fat without the sugar. Look for those. Beware of those that have those hidden sugars. You are your child's first line of defense. Don't rely on somebody else when they say it's healthy to say, oh, I could do that. Begin to understand it. Educate yourself. That's power. That's being a woman of impact. That's going out and saying, I'm taking care of my family. I know what I'm feeding them. Are you going to be able to live that perfect life and have just the right amount of sugar to be able to balance everything? Oh, no. You're going to have celebrations here and then, here and there. You're going to be able to go out and you know, you may splurge on a couple glasses of wine that you don't normally do every single day. But you see, you need to know what you're putting in your body. Because I don't want you to end up like me. I don't want you to be a sugar addict. You may already be there and not even know it. But it is a drug. And it's something that will eat at you literally from the inside out. And then it begins to creep into your relationships. And it begins to tear apart marriages. It begins to add the weight of stress and overwhelm. You begin to feel this huge amount of pressure on your shoulders. Your joints become sore. Your lower back begins to ache even more than it did before, and it had nothing to do with you planting those flowers this season. What are you feeding your child? What are you putting in your body? Be your child's first line of defense. Be your family's first line of defense. Because you are a woman of impact and you want to make a difference. Don't wait and settle on everybody else's approval. Begin to educate and learn and understand how this works. Become informed so you can better go out and be awesomeness and be incredible. And most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.